lesson today is that Jesus is loving. Okay, we're going to put our pens away now. You guys want to go and sit down because we're going to have a little story. We're going to hear about the woman who was healed by Jesus. Did you hear that story that Harrison read before? It's a great story in the Bible. It's not even a parable. It really happened. It's a story that actually happened in the Bible. So we're going to explore how Jesus is loving. So who or what do you love? Do you guys, Ella? Love friends and family. That's a great one. Tyson? Fishing and food. The essentials in life. Harrison? Your mum. Ruby? Shopping and friends. Ella, you got more? Biking with your family. I think Ella and Christian might have new bikes. And like going biking with their family. Christian? Camping. That's a great one, isn't it? There's so many things to love. And do you know what Jesus loves? Somebody watching this child? Whose child is that? What does Jesus love? Jesus was a fisherman, so I'm sure he did love fishing. Oh no, he was a carpenter. Well, possibly. But Jesus loves people. That's it, Lainey. Jesus loves you. And let's see how in this Bible story... Hang on, let me find my technological Bible somewhere here. There it is. So Jesus loves people, and he loved this woman who came to the synagogue, and she was hunched over and she was crippled, and he loved her. And so we're going to look at this story and see how Jesus loved her. So she had been bent over for 18 years, this lady who was in the synagogue. Can you guys stand up? You guys don't have to stand up, but maybe you could try and feel what it's like to be bent over. So she was bent over. Can you bend over? And she couldn't stand up straight. How does that feel? It's hurting your back already. So she was bent over like that when she walked to the market. Can you walk to the market? And she was bent over when she walked home. Walk back home. And she was bent over when she cooked dinner. Can you cook dinner like that? It'd be hard. Well, where's your bench? Your bench is not down here, is it? Your bench is up here. How do you cook dinner like that? And she was bent over when she hung out with her friends. So when she went and went biking. Do you reckon she went biking? She probably couldn't. And when she went to the doctor, she was still bent over. And on this day that she went to the synagogue, she was bent over, and so even when she went to church, she was bent over like that, and she couldn't stand up. So how do you feel right now? So what do you think would be the hardest part about living like that for 18 years? Ella? Trying to reach things? Absolutely. Trying to climb a ladder would be pretty difficult, wouldn't it? Sleeping even would be hard. So thankfully, you don't have to walk like that for 18 years. You don't have to. So that's good. But I'll read to you what Jesus did when he saw you. I'll read it again, what Harry said. So you guys can sit down for now. I might ask you to stand up again. So when Jesus saw her, he called her over and he said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand up straight. How she praised God. So, okay, stand there, and you bend over, like you're bent over. And Jesus came up to her, and he said, "Lainey, you are healed. And Ella, you are healed. And Christian, I don't know if this is going to reach. Christian, you're healed. Harrison, you're healed. Jed, you're healed. Maisie and Miller, you're healed." And do you know what she did? It says how she praised God. How do you think she praised God? She went, "Yes, let's give him a cheer. Yay, woo!" She was healed. How she praised God. So Jesus is loving, and he cared and he loved this woman. So he touched her and he healed her. Miller, can you sit down? But there were some people there who cared more about rules. Okay, you can stand up. There were some people there who cared more about rules than about love, and they were the religious leaders that were there at the synagogue. You see, there was a rule there that no one could do work on the Sabbath day because it was God's special day of the week. And so Jesus had healed this woman on the Sabbath day, and they weren't very happy about it because they thought it was kind of like work. So this is what they said. In verse 14 it says, "But the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. 'There are 6 days of the week for working,' he said to the crowd. 'Come on those days and be healed, not on the Sabbath.'" Do you think that was very loving, or was it unloving, what the leader said? It was pretty unloving, wasn't it? Was there anything loving in his words or actions? So the synagogue leader didn't say that she couldn't be healed at all, just that she should come back on a different day to be healed. And maybe he thought that was loving. From what the synagogue leader said, what do you think was most important to him? Rules or people? Loving people. Miller? Rules were the most important, weren't they? The leader was so focused on the rules that he put them ahead of loving others. And Jesus loves people. Jesus loves people. That's what the leader didn't understand. He didn't understand that the rules were there for a reason, but love was more important. So Jesus is loving, so we can be loving. And when we're loving and we care more about helping others than about doing what's comfortable or what we're used to doing, that's the kind of love that Jesus showed to this woman. So he was loving and he put this woman's needs first, even though he knew that the other people might get mad. And he can use you to share his love with others that might need it this week. And sometimes that might feel a bit uncomfortable, or sometimes you might not want to. You might see someone in the playground who doesn't have anyone to play with, and you've got lots of people to play with, and it might be a bit uncomfortable to go over to them and say, "Would you like to come and play?" But that's the kind of thing that Jesus would do, yeah? So let's try and spread his love this week and remember how he loved others. All right, we're going to watch a video, and in the video it's going to show how Jesus, how these guys... Okay, everybody sitting down. All right, so our lesson today is Jesus is...
Loving,
that's right. And there's one more thing that I want you to remember about Jesus' love for us, okay? I want you to remember that it says in the book of Romans that nothing can separate us from the love that Jesus has for us. Miller, can you put that down now? So what can separate us from the love of God?
Nothing.
And that sometimes it's hard to understand, because sometimes we can't really feel God or know that he's there. Sometimes he feels like he's a bit quiet. Girls, I know it's really tempting, but you can play with them after. Sometimes it feels like God's quiet, or we can't hear him, or we don't know where he is or what's going on, or it doesn't feel like, you know, he's just this big thing in the sky. But it says in the Bible that his love, nothing can separate us from God's love. And so I thought it was a little bit like this cup and ball game. Have you guys seen this? I'm not very good at that. We got it out at youth a little while. Oh, look at that. See, I think that this cup and ball game can remind us that nothing can separate us from God. Because right now, the ball is in the cup, right? The ball's in the cup there. And so it's nice and close. Imagine that cup's God and that ball is you, and you're nice and close and you're feeling all loved with God, and you know that he's there, and everything's going really well in your life, and you know that all his blessings come from him. And so that's us with God. And then sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Life has lots of ups and downs, and all things can go crazy and everything's going wrong and you don't know what's happening and you can't feel that God's there with you. But he always is, because nothing can separate us from the love of God. And so it's just like us on this string. Even though it doesn't feel like we're close to God, we are still connected to him, aren't we? Like that string is still connected to the cup and ball. And so we can always know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So to finish, I just want to pray really quickly for you, and then I'm going to ask Pastor John to come up and pray for you. I think that's what I'm... So are you ready? Everybody got your eyes closed? Dear Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for this beautiful church family that we have here at Tincan Bay, and we thank you for the children in this church. And we thank you that that you love us and that you want us to know that nothing can separate us from you. And I just pray for them as they go this week, that you will protect them and keep them safe and help them to know that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Pastor John.
Thank you, and thanks for inviting us to Lighthouse Kids. It's been great. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you love Maisie, that you love Tyson, that you love Ruby, that you love Christian, that you love Jed, you love Ella, you love Miller, you love Harry, you love Winnie, you love Rebecca, and Ruthie, you love us all. And we just delight in your love this morning. that your love is unfathomable. We'll never ever reach the extent of your love. You'll never run out of love for each one of us. And for that, we're so thankful. In Jesus' name, amen.